Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and I'm back. I've got a voice. I'm sitting tall. I'm not flat out on my back like I was last week. I'm sorry about the show. I got this flu, type A. What a mess. Just totally wiped me out. And but I was just thinking earlier, I was so glad that my co-host Al is on with me tonight, because then I don't have to talk as much, although you know me. I mean, I just talk away anyhow. But we're waiting for our guest to arrive. I'm sending her a quick note. She's calling in from Australia, so sometimes things don't always sync right like you think they're going to go. And so I'm going to bring Al in here. And so, Al, how are you tonight? Good?
I'm doing really good, Natalie. I'm doing my best to keep up with you, your goodness.
To keep up with me?
Yeah, keep up with your goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it was terrible. It really, really was. A lot of people were sick. I went in and got something for it, and I thought I had, like, strep. My throat was on fire. I mean, on fire. And she said, oh, no, you tested for A. And I thought, oh, my God. But from that point on, and that's no joke, Al, and my listeners, if you get a symptom, if you don't feel good, go in, because it can really do a number on you, and it can cause death. I mean, it's not a funny thing to deal with. And my son took me in right away, and I just did nothing. I even did payroll a day late, and I told them, well, I'm not going to go at warp speed like I always do, so you guys are just going to have to wait a day. And they all sent me these emails. Oh, my gosh, are you in space? I said, yeah, warp speed. That's me. Warp speed, right? But anyways, I'm good. I'm witty tonight. Not quite back to where I should be. But all right, I sent our guest a note here up to call in. And I don't know, did you reach her on Messenger yet, Al?
Well, at least I sent her a message, but she hasn't responded yet. This was an FYI, so because as I mentioned to you earlier, we're going to be having a gathering here tonight, and so I'm in the other room where my computer's not at, so I will not be able to see. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'll be able to see on my phone on Messenger if she replies or not.
Okay.
But
I've got her here too.
Okay, cool. So how's the weather where you're at?
Well, it's pretty cold today. Now, it's going to be in the upper 50s, and then next week we go up to the 70s. You know, South Carolina, because we're nestled in, we've got the ocean, right along the ocean, we're pretty well protected. I mean, I know where my goddaughter is up in Michigan. Oh, my gosh, it's like 35, 40 below. I mean, and I came from there, and I remember maybe once in a while we get some really days that were super cold, but not like ever like that, not ever like that. So, yeah, the weather is pretty good. You know, pretty soon we'll see. I've got buds on all my shrubs and all of that now. I mean, February and March, believe it or not, we get blooms here. Of course, isn't it nice where you are in Baja?
Yeah, it was about 64 degrees today.
Yeah, so you're warmer. But, you know, I think being by the ocean, it protects us. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I have people that are more inland, like in Georgia, and they're always a lot colder, a lot more rain. I said, yeah, but, you know, the ocean protects where I am nestled, and I'm right by Savannah, Georgia. So we're kind of tucked in, and really we're spared a lot. But next week it's in the 70s, but then it'll drop again. You know, it'll go down to the 50s during the day and then back up again and all of that. But it's not Michigan, let me tell you. That was the land of ice and snow. I don't miss it at all, not one tiny bit. Okay, well, I don't know where Glennie's is, so maybe it's me and thee tonight, Al.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about.
Wait a minute. This might be her. I don't know if this is her or not. Hold the fort. Hello there.
Hey, this is Priestess Candy calling to listen live.
Hi. Okay, good. We're waiting for our guest to arrive, so just hang in there. Okay, that wasn't her, so I don't know. I know I'm supposed to interview you, Al, Let's see, when do I interview you? On February 13th. So, anyways, we could do a little bit about what's happening with you and this tour, although I'm hoping that she arrived. She sent me something today, so I know she knows we're all set. So, but sometimes things happen, you know, sometimes.
So I'll tell you what, let me tell you a little bit about her, and hopefully she'll call in. And then,
okay, yeah, go ahead.
Then,
yeah, let our guests know, I mean our guests, let our listeners know about Glennys Bailey, all that she's done. I mean, I can tell you this lady is a go-getter. I mean, she was the first woman in Australia to own a telecommunications agency. I don't think anything holds her back at all. I think she's really a go-getter. But, yeah, go ahead, Al, tell a little bit about her.
Well, one of the things that as I got to know her over the years is how she supports humanity or wants the best for humanity. I've seen some pictures of her, and even lately, you know, where at a younger age, she would go to the Philippines, and I believe she spent quite a bit of time over there and was involved in supporting humanity to evolve in many ways. And it was, I can't remember exactly how, but she came here to Baja in this past November and connected with some of the, for what I call original wisdom, and that's, you know, remember your innate truth, but most people call it indigenous wisdom. And she connected with several acquaintances and a friend of mine while she was here. And so her mindset is to support humanity to evolve and to move forward and go back to the real truth, not the stuff that we're being fed nowadays, you know, like believe this and believe that through the media and through society and even religion, you know, or institutions. So she's that's what she's here for. She's here to support and help humanity to evolve.
Yeah, well, you know, I was reading this little media sheet on her that she sent to me, and she's done quite a bit, and I don't see her stopping at all, to tell you the truth. I was going to ask her, you know, to talk about her early age when she first recognized what she could do, what she wanted to do, and all of that, and I don't know if we're even going to get her tonight. I would expect her. I mean, she sent me an email, so I know she knows. But again, you know, sometimes when you're calling from another country, it doesn't always work out the way it's supposed to. So we'll do a little impromptu here. And so tell me, Al, now how did you meet her? I mean, was it through another group or how?
Well, what happened is we have been connected through Facebook for a few years. And then we started corresponding, you know, maybe a couple of years ago, I would say. And I'm guessing at all this. And while we were corresponding, eventually she said she would, you know, like to connect with me and perhaps consider having me on a tour. And so that is, we're still waiting for all that to transpire. You know, it's all up to her how it's all going to go. But so we've been connected, and then I invited her. Well, she said she would come to Baja, and I invited her to stay here with me, and she stayed here, and we physically connected then, and that's where we're at now. We're moving forward, and see what we can do for humanity to evolve even more. So she's an amazing.
Well, it's amazing, and you know, when you network, when you're with a group, you know, there is power in numbers. There's just no doubt in my mind about it. And I'm really hoping she comes on so we can hear her side. Not that you're telling the wrong side, but you know what I'm saying. See? But you know, it'd be nice to have her. But I'm just, yeah, it's 12 noon where she is right now. So I don't know if something transpired. But like I said, we'll just hang loose here for a while and see if she shows up. If not, then We'll get her in another time. But now, isn't this tour going to begin pretty soon? Is it sometime this month, or when is it going to begin? This Min Min, I wanted her to talk about this Min Min tour that she's got set up here. It looks really exciting what she's going to do here.
So she has more information than I do. The last I heard, it was going to be 3 weeks in May, and I definitely don't want to put words in her mouth.
I don't know.
You know what? I'm texting her right now on her phone and see if she responds. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, the Min Min tour. And let me tell you about the Min Min real quick. And so when we, her and I first started talking about the tour or a possible tour, I mentioned to her that somebody had suggested to me that I go see the Min Min light. And I had never heard of them. And I did a little bit of research, and then I realized it was like a paranormal type of thing that the Aborigines there have seen for decades, I guess. And again, she knows better than I do. But anyway, so she took, I'm assuming she took it upon my suggestion and said, you know what, we're going to do this tour, you know, going across Australia or into the middle of Australia to go see the Min Min light. And it's supposed to be an amazing phenomena that you can observe and see. And again, I haven't seen in person. I just heard a lot about them. And then once she started, you know, she came on board and she said she was going to do something with that. And I started researching more. And I know that it scares a lot of people, but some people are very intrigued by them. And the best way I could probably describe them, by no means am I saying this is accurate, but I guess they're like orbs, and they're huge, and they just like float around. I'm assuming that's what they do. But the science, and nobody can explain what they are.
Right. Yeah, her media sheet here. Her favorite motto is, and I'm going to say what it is because I have it here, is the only barriers that are holding you back is the ones you've put around yourself. You can do anything if you can change your focus, which is true. But sometimes, for the people that are listening, you know, so you'll say, oh, yeah, well, those are words, and that's true. Sometimes it's not that a simple thing. Well, okay, I'm going to change this. I mean, I struggle just with all that I do, trying to keep it. You know, everybody says, oh, gosh, you do this and you do this and you do this, but it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I mean, I'm not. I mean, I have flaws. I know, Al, it's hard to believe, but I do have flaws. I have flaws that are, but then I have a support system. I have, especially one lady who's listening right now. I mean, she just blasts me one. Come on, knock it off. You can do this. Look at all you've done. I mean, and she kind of, I've never met her, and we don't talk on the phone, but she kind of shakes me. She kind of brings me back to where I'm supposed to be. So everybody that's listening out there, it's not a simple thing to say that just change your focus. I mean, it takes a lot of work, but it also takes surrounding yourself with people who are like you and who understand that they, too, have things that they're going through, and you kind of lift yourselves up. You kind of support each other, you know. Sometimes you're fortunate, like me, I'm fortunate. I'm surrounded by so many beautiful people if I had to or wanted to, I would call upon them. But I usually don't do that. I don't know why. It's got nothing. It's just me. It's just Natalie. It's just the way I am. But while we're talking here, I want to let everybody know that MysticLivingToday.com, of course, is going to be up on the 1st. And in about maybe the next 2 months, we'll be changing the design of it. We're going to make it be more like a magazine type thing where you actually I'll have a feature. I'll have somebody on the cover, and it'll be a feature, somebody who is a featured writer. And then you'll actually turn that page, and then you'll be able to see all of their work, all of the work for the month. I got so many ideas. Poor Tony, my webmaster, he's probably thinking to himself, oh, geez, she's been thinking, because when I'm quiet, I really think a lot. And that's something that I wanted to do. But anyways, the brand new issue will be up on the 1st. A lot of good stuff. A lot of the same people, of course, that write for it, my featured people. I've got music in there. There's poetry. A man from China, he writes. And then there's another man from India. They write this beautiful stuff. And all I have to do, Al, is say to them, okay, I need your beautiful poetry. And within a day, I have it. I mean, you know. And the one gentleman said to me, he said, just bless you, Natalie. You give me a platform, and you make me do this. Because without you, I probably would not put my work out at all. And that was one of the nicest compliments I could have ever gotten, because I look up to him, and here he's looking up to me. You know, it's really funny. And, you know, and I send out reminders, and so that's going to be happening. I worked on it today. I'm not going to work really late tonight. I'm going to kind of take it easy so I can work most of the day tomorrow. And, of course, I have my Stars with a Z, psychics.com. We're going to have a Valentine's special that I'll notice will go out to all the existing members that we have. And the new clients, of course, have the rates that are up there right now, which are 10 for $10, 10 minutes for $10,
Natalie,
15 minutes for...
Natalie,
yeah.
I need the phone number. Glennis has just texted me. She wants the phone number to call in.
Okay,
it's
hold on. Oh, and I sent it to her. It is 347.
347.
838.
838.
9736.
9736.
And I'll know when she's on because I'll see it on the dashboard. Okay.
She thought it was going to be at 2 o'clock her time, not noon.
Oh, I told her Eastern time. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're here. It's all good.
Yeah. That's all good.
It's all good. We don't worry. But anyways, back to Stars. So go there. Lots of great staff I have. And the magazine, not too late to submit something. I get work like even on the 2nd of the month, and I still put it in. I mean, and this is a big issue that I'm really... Each issue, I always say, is bigger than the last, and it really, really is. You know, that's just something that, and I really love doing it. It's a passion. I get to promote all these beautiful people. Oh, this must be her. Hold on. Glennis.
Hello, how are you?
I knew she'd have this beautiful accent. I've got Al. We're live on the air, and not to worry. Not to worry about time or miss or nothing like that. The main thing is you are here.
I've got about 15 minutes before I have to go into physio, but I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun to be doing physio at the same time as talking to you guys?
Oh, okay. Well, then let's get everything in that we were, you know, Alice said an awful lot about you. Okay. But, of course, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from Glennis. We want to hear from you. I've got your media sheet here. But it's always good to hear from the person themselves because they know how they got started. And I've got your site up. And Al is talking a little bit about the tour that you're going to be doing. But my first question to you, and I want to welcome you. And this lady is an entrepreneur. She's done so many things. She's continuing to do things. She's called in from Australia. How wonderful is that? But you started as a receptionist. I mean, you started like, I don't want to say a know-nothing job, but you started right down at the bottom there. Amazing. So after that, what happened? What happened to you? You're laughing. I think it's amazing. You're amazing. Of course, you don't want to hear all that I did and what I'm ending up doing. But no, tell us. Tell us all about you.
Well, I was a bit of a rebellious child, you know, as you sort of are. My family were from New Zealand, and, you know, I sort of left school when I was 15 and to Australia, started work as a receptionist, and they saw my potential. There was one lady who was very in tune with spirit, and she saw my potential, so she trained me up, and she said, why don't you go back to school? And I went, oh, really? Do I have to? But I did. And I've worked my way up from like a receptionist to a coordinator with family services, social worker, then and somebody else saw my potential and they said, do you want to start a or buy a agency with telecommunications? And I said, well, I don't know anything about telecommunications. Tell me what it's all about. And it was the Ericsson phone system. So I bought the agency and after, started off with three of us working out of a house. And within 3 years, we had 87% of the Gold Coast market and high-rise buildings and government departments. And so, you know, I've just had been blessed. I would
really, because you can attempt to try something like that, Glennys, and it doesn't mean it's going to be a success, but you were guided to that, and you went in at just the right moment, but you took a chance. You didn't know anything about what you were going to be doing. And that's the beautiful thing. I love to hear people that do that. I did the very same thing. I mean, you know, I was just like a receptionist when I started. And this big tennis club, I ended up being a director and the assistant to the head pro. I knew nothing about nothing. But there was a man, the owner. He saw something in me at the desk. He said, you're not just a receptionist. I said, well, I don't know. And he offered me the job, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know anything about this. But isn't it funny how when the divine wants you to do something, that door opens for you, and pretty soon all the knowledge comes to you, and it's really easy. I think that's what happened to you. You just kind of, you grasped onto something, you took it, and you ran with it.
It's the story of my life, and you know, sort of getting off the track a little bit, I believe in talking to spirit and talking to the Lord of Karma. And every now and then I'll throw a tantrum with the Lord of Karma and saying, hey, this isn't funny anymore. I've got this bank account up there. You know, it's about time you start pouring some good blessings on. And, you know, I find that every time I do that, something happens. And doors open, you know. Sometimes you just have to jump off the cliff and, you know, and believe that divine is going to totally guide and direct you. It's,
that's right.
I think Al may have told you that, you know, with this tour we're doing, it has just been phenomenal how people, I haven't actually gone out looking for people. I call them divine appointments. I meet people in the street.
I
meet
yes,
people.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Glenn, divine appointments
and
So Glenn, so what is your driving force from way back when and up until now to take chances? What drives you?
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you.
Are you on speaker, Glennys?
Sorry?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a mobile and I'm in a shopping centre waiting to go in my appointment, so there's a bit of background noise.
Okay, well, not to worry. We just do it. Okay, so what makes you take all these chances? That's what he wanted to know.
I think when I was a child, my father taught me that there's nothing I can't do. My only limitations is myself, and you know, he sort of brought me up as Glenn and not Glennis. By the time I was five, I knew what every tool in the garage was, and Dad built boats and fixed motors, and by the time I was 11, I was able to strip a motor. And I think it was just my father's attitude to life, you know, if you want something, do it. Nothing comes to you easy. Take the gamble or you're going to miss out, you know, and I kind of feel like there's been many boats that I've missed in the past because I haven't taken that gamble, but, you know, everything about life is exciting. It's new adventures, and we basically can take control of our own lives.
Well, I think even Al could probably attest to the same thing, just like myself, just what I started out in. But now, I mean, I'm not anywhere near what I was doing before at all. And it's almost like, if you look at it, there is a divine plan. And you're walking the path. There's a map, and you're right over there. And you need to go up there, and you're going to go up there because that's where the divine is going to take you, and that's where you're going to reap the most. And it doesn't necessarily mean, and I'm saying this to the listeners, it doesn't mean you're going to be this great success and get all this money and all of that. It doesn't mean that at all. But what it means is that you are going to attain what you're supposed to do during this lifetime. I'm probably giving some words of wisdom here. I don't know where they're coming from. But I really believe that because... I mean, I love meeting new people. And my son says, how can you talk to people you don't even know? Well, we're talking. I have no idea. It's a gift. It's a gift.
Exactly.
He says, well, you love to talk anyways. I said, no, that's not it. I'm not shy. I can be shy. I know it doesn't sound like I am, but I can be very, very shy. But I think, Lenny, that there's been a plan for you all along. And I don't think you're done at all. Tell me, because I know you have an appointment to go to. Tell me about this Minmin thing that you're doing. This is the group that you're gathering together. Is that what it is?
It is indeed, and we've got people coming from all walks of life, but all on a spiritual journey and wanting their spiritual experience. And we're going out to Minmin lights, which is unidentified lights that have been recorded since the 1800s. No scientists or theorists have put a title on what they are, but the local Aborigine community believe it's their ancestral spirits. Other people believe they're aliens, but these lights have been recorded, and if you Google them, you'll see the lights that actually follow cars and follow people. But the whole tour is a bit more than just the Minmin lights. That's our destination, and we hope to see them out there. But the whole tour is about like-minded people gathering together, doing workshops, spreading the word, getting built up spiritually, coming into their own life purpose, understanding, etc., etc. And then, you know, taking their experiences out to the world. I firmly believe that we've got the potential to reach 7% of the world, and that's all we need to make a change in this world.
So how many are in this group that you've got together? Or are you adding more people all the time?
Adding more people all the time. The packages have gone online this morning. It's a 21-day tour. At the moment, we've got about 35 interested. We can take a lot more, up to 55 plus. It's going to be exciting. We've got shamans coming. We've got cultural people coming. We've got mediums coming. So, you know, every night around the bonfire, we're going to be connecting with spirit and learning something new, sharing our own spiritual experiences, and also meeting with the local community groups. So,
And now this is all going to be done in Australia? Is that where it's going to be done?
The Minmin lights are going out to the border of Queensland and Northern Territory, and that's a 21-day tour. After that tour, we've got a little bit of a downtime to really, you know, get ourselves together, and then we start again in July, where we are. We've got dancers coming over from Mexico, joining with the New Zealand Maoris, the Aborigines, Torres Strait Islanders, with a cultural festival, sharing each other's culture. We firmly believe that in unity. I can't forget the North American Indians are coming over as well. But so it's going to be a really big, massive festival, and it's really going to be just awesome.
It is going to be very, very awesome. I mean, just the fact that you began something, and you're attracting all of this to you. All of this. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I find it very amazing because you probably find yourself not even, you don't have to seek anybody out. They just find out, and they want to do it with you.
Yeah.
So
well,
like attracts like. And, of course, now Al. Now, what is Al going to be doing in all this? My co-host here, who's a man, I always call him a man a few words because usually he just lets me blabber away here on the show. And I told him tonight,
but
I said, you got to help me because I'm just recuperating. But I guess
yeah.
I'm doing okay. I mean, Al, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm listening and enjoying
okay.
the conversation.
All right, you can intervene here, you know. Tell us what you're going to be doing with all this. Sounds really exciting,
well,
but I'm going to lose my co-host, it sounds like to me, unless he can call in from where he is.
can I quickly tell you, I've got to go into my appointment very soon. I was told about a woman last week, and I forgot her name. I've got a lot of her details, so I just went for a drive, remembering the location. Anyway, I met this lady and got out of the car, and I saw this elderly lady walking down the driveway, and I thought, I wonder if that's her. And so I sort of went up to her and I introduced myself, and she said, can I give you a hug? And I said, yeah, sure. And she said, you don't have to explain who you are. You've been in my dreams, and you're here to help me.
Oh.
And I just like, I just about fell over, and she said, you're my angel. And I thought, wow. But so we got talking, and she was born in 1946. And,
okay.
Very much a visionary. Anyway, we got talking, and she told me her story. But she also told me that her daughter and her husband was diagnosed with cancer 14 years ago, and both were at stage 4, so they were given a limited lifespan. Anyway, she went home and she did her letter to the Lord of Karmas, just like I do, and petitioned them and said, well, hey, this is so funny. Anyway, they told her she needed to change their diet, that they weren't to have any medical intervention whatsoever. And they're both still alive today. The daughter's totally clear of cancer. The husband's still got cancer, but he's living, and he's encouraging, and he's mentoring others. He's in his 80s now. But I just said, I'll quickly share that with you, that you know, that
yeah,
we've
so
all got the potential
Well, you were supposed to say it.
Potential.
You know, that's how I always feel. There aren't any coincidences. Al knows I'm a firm believer in that. So, you know, when something comes and you have something to say, you say it. And, well, I wish we could talk more with you. Maybe we'll have you back again when you're done touring and everything, and you can tell us all about it.
Okay. That would be good. Well, I'm just being called into my physio appointment. And I'm not too sure whether he would want me to be talking on radio while
oh, probably
he's working
not.
On me.
Probably not. Oh, no. No, no. No radio stuff. No, thank you. No, that's okay. But it was great meeting you. And Al and I will continue on here a little bit. I'm going to be interviewing Al in a few weeks anyways. I'm going to interview him before just before Valentine's Day, and we're going to talk on Twin Flames and soulmates and love and all that kind of good stuff, you know. That it's nice to get a man's point of view.
It's wise wisdom because I haven't found my twin flame yet.
Well, Gladys, I love you and I wish you all the best for your appointment.
Thank you, Al. Blessings to you
too.
Keep
in touch, Glennies, okay?
I will. Thank you, and goodbye from Australia.
And goodbye from South Carolina. And Al is in Baja. And here we are. We just connect all from all over the world. Have an awesome day, because I know it's like only, what, 12 there? Or noon? Is it noon there? Is that what it is?
No, it's still about 11:30. It's at 5
okay.
Australian time.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, go to your appointment.
Thank you.
And thank you again for coming on. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Glennis. Okay, Al.
Yes.
I think we can just continue on here with what your part is going to be with us. We won't go till 9 o'clock, obviously, because it's only 8:30. And I think of this as divine order, you know, because, you know, the divine's looking down and saying, you know, Natalie, you burn the candle at both ends, and maybe you need to not talk so much tonight. I don't know. But,
you know what, Natalie? And maybe that's, like you said, everything is divine timing. Perhaps
right.
A short show tonight is to your benefit to rest and relax.
That's right.
That's right.
Because, you know, I took a nap before and I kept looking at the time, and I had decided that I have one fix to do in some of the stuff I put into the magazine already tonight. But that's it. But I'm not going to, I'll just work on it. It's like a 12-14 hour job. It's a big job, but it's okay. And, you know, it's my love, and it's, I have so many people that want to participate and all of that. So, okay, so now what is going to be your involvement in this Min Min Lights project that she's doing?
Well, and again, as I mentioned to you earlier, we had talked about including me in the tour. I had not officially been asked to be part of the tour, but we have discussed it.
Okay.
She did mention life purpose.
Listen to me, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, no, it's okay. So she did mention life purpose, and again, but I have not been officially asked yet. But you heard her describe it. It's going to be an amazing scenario for 3 weeks, and I know personally I'm looking forward to it if I officially do get asked. And it's going to be something phenomenal to experience.
Uh-huh.
I've been to
you would be a definite asset to the whole thing. Basically, because you're like, you remind me of kind of like an organizer. Like, you can make sure that it all comes together, that there aren't any loose ends. You look around and make sure, well, you know, this is kind of like dragging over here. We got to rein this in. That's what you seem to be to me, that you're really, and I think she's got you listed someplace as a project manager because I went on her site. Okay, and see, I'm telling you things you don't even know, our people. Okay, that's on her site. Her site is, see, you didn't even know all of this about this. See, I go nosing around here. This lady goes nosing around. I don't. No stone goes unturned with me. No stone. Okay. Well, it's in her. Here, let me get her little sheet that she sent to me here. And I can tell you exactly what she says. Here we are. I love her accent, by the way. While I'm looking for this, oh, my gosh, I love her accent. It's just wonderful. Okay,
yeah,
here's this. Yeah, well, this is a PowerPoint that she doesn't have completed yet, but she sent it to me anyways, and you're in this. You are part of the management team. I'm inviting you, Al. You didn't know I did you? anyways, let's go down to this here, where it says here, where does she have you here? Her management team. I saw your name. There we are. Okay. Yeah, well, you are personal life coach director.
Okay.
On her management team.
It is about our purpose. Okay.
You didn't know this. Welcome to the team. Thank you. You see, hey, I don't play any games here. I just go right to the source. And she describes here the maps and the photos of Queensland and all the places that you guys would go. It's 3 weeks of covering long distances with strangers and different personalities. And then, you know, she's just got this whole thing here, but it's really beautifully done. And she wrote something here about Al. She says you're an acclaimed and internationally recognized visionary. And she tells all about you. You are congratulated on LinkedIn. Well, I want to say some of this, though, for our interview that we're going to do on February 13th. And I want to remind everybody about that one. That should be really good. Because, you see, Al, I bring in something different from spirituality, and Al brings in something different. And that's how it works together. So I thought, and I mentioned this to him before, about talking about, because it's the day before Valentine's, you know, the love and all of that. But I thought a lot of people want to know about more about spirituality, about twin flames, about soulmates, anything in that arena, I call it an arena, that we can talk about. And then, but, you know, part of it, too, and I've said this to people, even if you know a soulmate, and you can have many of them, it doesn't matter. It's not a simple, like, walk up to the person and say, hi, I'm your soulmate. No, it doesn't work like that. It's not. It can be very, very painful, because sometimes one of you knows more than the other. But we'll talk about that. I've learned a lot of this from Maya Moon, you know, who did the shows with me for 5 years, and she was just a wealth of information on covering all of this. But I think, Al, you'll bring an awful lot to the table, so to speak, about it. And so we're just going to talk. But I want to we'll discuss all of this of what you're going to be doing, and what you've done, because I've got it all here in PowerPoint. Thank you very much, Glennis. She's really sweet, isn't she?
Yeah,
I don't think she has a mean bone in her body.
She does not.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, no. And she told that story about the lady because she was supposed to tell a story about the lady. So maybe it resonates with somebody that's listening, possibly.
Right.
And
right.
I try not to live in the spiritual world all day long, because it can be exhausting. And I really don't look at things as signs. Not everything is a sign to me. I mean, it is, but it isn't to me. I try not to dissect it and say, okay, what does that mean? And what does that mean? Okay, must mean something. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if you do that, Al, but I do that. I try to keep my feet planted on the ground. Sometimes it's not that easy. Sometimes I prefer to kind of hover. I like to hover and go all over and all of that. And I'm just a dreamer is what I am, you know. And I will tell everybody that I am working on my fairy tale, and you know about that, Al. And we'll talk about that when we visit on the 13th. And let's see, what else? Already it's 8:45, and like Al said, I think this was divine order so that I didn't have to run the show the whole hour. But it worked out well. We got to talk to you, Al, quite a bit. And, of course, we got to bring in Glennie. So at least it was nice that she called. We messed up with the time or whatever it was. But it doesn't matter. It's all good. It all worked out well as far as I'm concerned.
Totally agree. And one thing you and Glennie have in common is both of you guys are dreamers. And both of you guys went after it. And look how much success both of you have had. So that's amazing, and congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, but so have you. Takes one to know one, you know, Al. It really does.
Yes,
it really, really
Thank
does.
You.
And, yeah, well, it's true. It's true. I daydream, but my daydreams are like visions. I mean, they come and blast me one, and I'm like in a movie. I mean, and that's the truth. And so sometimes it's a little tough on me, but I really love what I do. I'm not unhappy with what I'm doing at all. And I don't think you are either, Al. I think you really love what you're doing, too.
Yeah,
and, of course,
it.
Now next week, you will be with me again, because we are going to have, his name is Spanda. How do you pronounce his last name? It's M-A-K-T?
Yeah, Matt.
Okay, we're going to have him on board. He paid me a compliment about the site. There's a go-getter. We're going to have a good time with him. He's a lot of energy, a lot of light. You can tell just by looking at his picture what he's about,
right.
And it's really awesome. So, okay, Al, well, I'm gonna close the show out tonight, I think, and I want to thank everybody for coming in. And Glennis, her website is INDIGOPME.com. Indigo PME, and you'll see a little bit about what she's going on there, all of her marketing and everything that she's doing. We'll try to have her on again if we can. And thank you, Al, for coming on. And, of course, I will see you next week. And we'll do another, we'll do this again, another great show. And I'm sure I'll be in better shape, and my voice will be just perfect. I mean, it's getting a little raspy, but that's okay. Anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget, go to mysticlivingtoday.com. Also go to starswithaz.com, psychics.com. Go there and see our specials and see all the beautiful people that I have there. They really, really are. I mean, I could have thousands on the site, but, you know, right now the business is a little slow, and I think it's just the way of the world. I think that's what's going on, and we have to just ride it out. But everybody wants to come work for Natalie, and how wonderful is that? And I guess I'm a pretty good boss. I am. I really, really am. I care. Sometimes
yes,
I care
are.
Too much, but that's a sometimes I care too much, but it's really okay. It's who I am. I'm not going to change. It's just too late, God. You already put me on this path. It's too late. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight. And as I always end the show, please believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And I wish everybody a good evening. And remember, if you get any symptoms of this flu, go right to the doctor. It starts with a sore throat, a really bad one. Don't play games with it because you could get seriously ill. And we'll see you next week, 8 o'clock, same time, same station, of course. And I'll have Al again with me. Thank you, Al, for being the co-host tonight and helping me fill in all of the words here so that I didn't have to totally talk the whole thing.
Love you.
I appreciate that. Love you, Al, and we'll see you next week. And much love to everybody out there. Thank you, Candy. She's in the chat. She's been listening. Yeah, love you. Thanks, Al and Natalie, for being here on the air. It was wonderful being here with you today. She does all the marketing for us, and I'm going to be sending her Spando stuff tomorrow, and you're going to be thrilled with this man. I mean, I'm thrilled with what he's done so far just for the three of us all together on the show. And with that, we'll say goodnight, and everybody have a good evening. Don't work too hard, and see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.